You ready? Perfect. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Happy Thursday. My name's Oliver Bukika from the Planning Division. We're ready to commence the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. Today is September the 8th at 10 a.m.
See Chai Ko from Land Development.
Ted Brunson with Water Department Engineering.
Jane Flynn, Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Community Development, Secretary for the DRC.
Judy Croto, San Bernardino County Fire Department, Fire Prevention.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works and Integrated Waste.
Todd Boris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. The first item, Chantal, your applicant's here?
Yes, Dino, come on up, please.
Ladies, you have the deal there.
Yeah.
That's part of the protocol.
Please approve.
We learned last time.
This is only our third time.
Chantal, would you kindly introduce this item, please?
Absolutely. All right, this is a conditional use permit 16-02 and PCN 16-02, request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a service station with a convenience store and a drive-through car wash. The convenience store is proposing a Type 20 ABC license, and the site is located at 2122 West Highland Avenue in the industrial light IL zone. It is categorically exempt from CEQA review pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects. Today's our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission of October 19th.
Thank you, Chantal.
You're welcome.
See Chai, Planning Development, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
So it's just pretty much a standard condition from Land Development. The preliminary WPMP was submitted and reviewed. Comment was returned back to the engineer that prepared the WPMP. The concept is acceptable. SWEP and WDID number will be required prior to grading permit issuance. Hydrology for the 210 and 100 year for peak flow will be required. A lot merger for this parcel, these two parcels will also be required for the projects. Trash enclosure on the plan is not accessible. It should be accessible. Also, one thing that I should mention is that the nearest sewer is approximately 1,000 feet away and sewer extension is required for these projects. And work with in-car trans right away will require their permits, and also the restoration will need to conform to the standard. Public work will have also some improvement that needed. I'll turn to Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
Please?
Yes. The site seems to be mostly built out. We just want to make sure that all the curb gutter and sidewalk that's there is not damaged. If it is, needs to be replaced. Handicap ramp there will need to be brought to the ADA standard that's on the corner. We have talked about on the street of State Street being a grind and overlay on that street, but not on Highland Avenue. I want to say that's everything that we had talked about. The location of the driveway, I think you were going to be on State Street, was going to be moved up just so you didn't have to relocate that storm drain.
I'm sorry, relocate.
There was a storm, there was a driveway that it originally had brought forward. I'm trying to remember what the last drawings had on that location of the driveway.
Yes, we did move it up.
Okay, so the existing storm drains will be fine where they're at then. That's all I have on it.
Thank you. I did have some correspondence from Mahmoud and Fernando, representing traffic engineering. I guess there's some minor modifications that need to be made to the traffic analysis. Is that what you're aware of?
Yeah, there was just a few comments, just a few corrections that
need to be
made, but nothing that's going to...
Okay.
Yeah, their recommendation
is for the item to proceed.
Right.
Corrections.
I
just
will
follow
up. Okay,
yeah,
they were
recently.
Sure.
Ted?
Sure.
I don't have anything to add today. This is actually, as I mentioned during the last meeting, this is actually Busco Mutual serves that particular site, so you'll have to get the any requirements from them for services.
Thank you.
Thank you.
James?
Yeah, commercial industrial reserve plan search procedures, I'm going to hand that out to you. Also, a permit application for the industrial reserve for your car wash to discharge industrial wastewater to sewer. If you're trying to do any cooking there.
No cooking.
No cooking. Also, I'm going to give you a food summary for that. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll just make a just comment.
Okay.
I let the applicant know this morning. I received the police department recommendation for the ABC license, and they're recommending approval.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Judy, anything for us?
As you said, you've been here before, so the city fire department standard requirements that were done in May still apply. The only thing is I just did it because I just noticed our old phone number is on it, and there was a note that the city and the county had to conduct all their inspections. Well, there's no city, so just the county. There's no city fire department, so just the county fire department needs to do all their inspections. But we didn't bring you under county standards as far as redoing the whole project. We kept you under what was the original city.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, Judy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gracie?
I just wanted to clarify, there's the convenience store and just one deli, or
yes.
Two? Okay, because I thought way back they were considering two delis at some point, but it's just one deli?
No, it's just one deli.
And so there's two enclosures. Do you know if they're just going to share service, though, the deli
two,
and the
two trash enclosures?
Yeah, there's two.
There's two
there.
Trash enclosures?
Yeah, we're showing two, one for the deli and one for the AC store.
So they want to have separate service? Because if let's say the owner had one service and provided it for both, then you could just have one enclosure.
Would that have to be double the size of the trash enclosure?
No, with
the same
just
size?
One deli. And
I mean, for us, it would be better to use one.
Yeah. That's if they're going to share. I mean, because we don't want any bins just loose out in the parking
exactly.
lot.
Exactly.
Right.
So I prefer one ourselves, but I thought it was two.
That's our recommendation also.
Okay.
And actually, we'd prefer to keep the enclosure on the southern portion of the property, right below the C-store deli. Because the other trash enclosure is a little close
to the
drive-through lane. So if we can keep the one on the south and just have shared service, then we can just get rid of the one on the north side of the property.
That'll work. And so my comments don't reflect that.
Okay.
But one enclosure is fine if they're going to share service.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Todd? No further comments on buildings than our basic requirements for plan check review.
Thank you. Do you have any particular questions for any of the committee members while we're here?
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Appreciate your feedback and working with you, and look forward to getting an approval at the CUP.
Thank you. Our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission. I'd like to entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll see you. We'll see you in October.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
19.
Thank you, Shaka.
Elizabeth, your applicant's here.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number two, please?
Item number two is conditional use permit 16-07. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a used automobile dealership in two phases with an approximately 680 square foot of sales office and an approximately 2,100 square foot smog and auto repair building, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.83 acres. The property is located at 1295 East Baseline Street within the commercial heavy zone. And the environmental determination is that this is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15332 of CEQA. And our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission for October 19th.
Anything else that you'd like to add to that, Elizabeth?
And not at this time.
Thank you. See, Chai, do you have anything for us, please? Sure.
Yes. As we mentioned to the planners, that prelim and final WQMP will be required. And the WQMP should also consider the phase two of the automobile repair store as part of the proposed projects. The parking lot on the site should be reconstructed and restripped. Lot merger is required for these projects. And a demo permit is also required. Square footage of the demo should be recorded for impact fee credit. There's a 21-inch sewer line on Conejo that is existing. I saw that there's a Y on the plan, but it's under East Valley Water, so you would need to have a written approval from them prior to permit issuance. And a photometric plot of the on-site lighting will be also required for this project. And for the comments.
Thank you. Robert, do you have anything for us to add?
Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of improvements that are going to be needed on your off-site. The curb and gutter that you have on baseline, the alignment will stay. Curb return on there, it needs to be a minimum of a 25-foot curb return with an ADA ramp at that corner. And then curb and gutter along Conejo need to be installed. With that, the street improvements would be a 2-inch grinding overlay that would be required both on baseline and also on Conejo. The sidewalk seems to be in fair shape, but there are some areas that need to be replaced. The areas that need to be replaced need to be ADA compliant, so there's a couple of spots around a large power pole, which you will not need to do anything with, but there needs to be a minimum of 48 inches around that power pole. I'm not sure if you had one or two, I don't remember. The driveways that are there, if they're in good condition, that's fine, but they do need to have some type of ADA around them. I think that's all I have for this one.
Thank you. I had a comment from traffic engineering. Was the scoping form submitted for this?
It wasn't submitted. It was requested, though.
Okay. So traffic engineer. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Ted, anything for us?
Not today. Awesome. Oliver, I'm sorry. This is also in East Valley Water District Service.
Oh, boy. Not busy today.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you'll have to get with them for any request for services.
James, anything for us?
I have a commercial industrial plan check procedures to hand out, also an industrial user permit application on a repair shop.
Thank you. Judy, anything for us?
Yeah, it does not meet the county fire department's requirements for roadways. We require a 26-foot roadway, so we've put that as a correction on it. If you put gates up, there, it's marked. Everything where it's a red check, just read it. But basically, at the way the plans looked, I think you had 25-foot roadways, I think. But the county fire department requires 26-foot roadways.
Thank you. Tracy?
So you'll be building an 8x15 enclosure. It'll be modified, and you work with land development to modify that for ADA access. The location is good, and that's it.
Thank you. Todd?
All right, just our basic comments for building plan check review.
Thank you. Do you have any questions from any of the committee members while we're here?
No. Cleared my, just read through the items, make some adjustments for the driveway. We have some. And the only thing is, we're going to be building the, just as a comment, the sales area first, and then if depending on the funds, we'll try to proceed with the small shop.
Okay.
And we're going to make that notation indicating that he's going to do it in two phases and put a time frame.
What I would suggest is that you put together some kind of phasing plan on your site plan and then provide that to Elizabeth so we can share with the specifically Mario Public Works and Land Development in terms of the timing for what needs to get done at what point. Unless there's any other questions, our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission to the meeting of October the 19th. I'd like to entertain a motion, please.
Set in motion.
Second.
Thank you. Unless there's any opposition, congratulations. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, is your next applicant? Are you here?
For the 109 West Baseline Street.
199?
199.
Oh, good. Thank you. Morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce this item, please?
Yes, this item is Conditional Use Permit 16-13. This is a request to allow the establishment and operation of an event hall within an existing commercial tenant space containing approximately 5,056 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.59 acres. The property is located at 199 West Baseline Avenue within the commercial general one zone. In addition, I do want to add that it's also within the transit overlay district. This is an environmentally determination is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15301 of CEQA, and our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission for September 21st.
Thank you. Anything else to add, Elizabeth?
Not at this moment, no.
Thank you. Todd, do you have anything for us?
At this point, just comments just for building plan check.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tracy?
This
one along
the other
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Threw me off. So,
my therapist says that I don't want to be too compulsive. So
I
guess.
I'm going to talk to your therapist.
So the site has already an existing refuse enclosure that's 8x15. But we'll have to check with land development if it needs to be modified for ADA access. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Judy. I'm sorry.
For real?
For reals this time. Release.
I don't know why we did not see that this is already a sprinkler building. So most of our notes are telling you have to sprinkler the building. And I told Carl, who helped me do this, that I think it's sprinkler because I remember the monitoring in part. So basically what you'll see on here is check marks on make sure it's sprinklered, make sure it's monitored. The access roads are probably already in, and we're not going to be able to get the 26 foot, but you will have to maintain the required access roadways that were already in, okay, which at that time probably would have been 24.
Probably at least 20. It's older, maybe 20.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when you see all the check marks, just understand that we were wanting to make sure that you realize you have to sprinkler the building. It's required.
Okay.
But I also now see that it says on here it had an existing sprinkler system.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
James.
Thank you.
Please.
Also, I'm going to hand out the commercial site check procedures. So there's already retreatment on site, but there's a procedure that may be required.
Amen.
Thank you. Ted, is there anything for you on this one?
This is actually in our service area, but as Junie noted, the building already has a fire service and it has a domestic service, so I don't really have anything to add at this time. If you do, for whatever purpose, need additional services, you can request that from the water department. So here's a copy of the requirements, and if you pass a copy to us, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
Yes, there's not too much. Since this is an existing location, there's really not too much we can ask for, except for in the planter areas out in the street. There seem to be some trip hazards with the grates, and I think two locations that aren't ADA compliant. We were asking just for those locations to be readjusted so that there is not a tripping hazard from the tree grates that are there, and also to have the driveway approaches ADA compliant. We'll work with you on it to see how we can get that taken care of. But those are things that we would require you to do for this type of a project.
Okay.
Thank you.
As mentioned, since this site is already filled out, there's just a non-CAT that we require for the WQMP. And the accessible path of travel should be meet the requirements for the parking, and the loading zone should not be more than 2% grade in all directions. We would need elevations on the improvement plan itself. And it doesn't seem like this lot was merged, so we would ask for a lot merger also for these projects.
It is already been done. I have made the merger before even start construction 11 years ago.
Okay.
So it is everything okay, it existed. And and I don't think, okay, we need to modify anything at site at all due to the fact it was approved for commercial reasons.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that the accessible meets the current requirements, because when it was built back then, it might not meet the standard code right now for accessibility, parking space, and the loading zone.
Loading zone, I don't think it requires loading zone, because in that matter, I don't have nothing to unload. Nothing to load, nothing to unload. It is an event hall. I'm not going to serve no food. I'm not going to serve no alcohol, no nothing. And so I don't think, okay, that I need a loading and unloading zone, even though it is existing there. But to be very honest, I wouldn't move it.
Sorry, it should be clear. It's like a loading zone for the accessible ADA persons, not the loading zone for the merchandise.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe you already have the existing space and everything. It's just it might not be 2% grade. So we just want to make sure that the elevation is provided on the improvement plan. If it meets the 2%, we're not going to ask you to do anything to it. But if it does not meet the requirement, we will have to get a modify on that parking space.
Very well. I believe that is 2%. I'm sure of that because I was the builder.
Okay.
I'm sure of that. However, if there is anything okay to be modified, I certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And traffic engineer, they had no comments on this one as it is an existing facility. Do you have any questions for the committee members?
Thank you very much. Nothing.
Nothing?
Seems to me that everybody is going
on. This is an easy one so far.
Thank you.
Anyway, with that, we'd like our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission for the meeting of September the 21st. May I have a motion, please?
Set motion.
Second.
Okay. There being no objection, congratulations. We'll see
Thank you very much.
Sort of see you next week.
I'll send you an email.
Is there a representative here for conditional use permit 1614?
Drive time.
I'll be pinch hitting up on this one as Travis is out today. Conditional use permit number 1614 is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a used automobile dealership with a sales office and showroom building containing approximately 6,400 square feet, along with the construction of the on-site and off-site improvements. This parcel contains approximately 4 acres. The site is located at 1388 South East Street and within the general commercial zone. And the recommended environmental determination is to be categorically exempt pursuant to 15332 for infill development. The recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission. There are a couple of items that are still being requested in order to do that. One, we need to have a traffic scoping study that needs to be submitted. I believe Travis has indicated that to you. And I believe we're also looking for a preliminary WQMP to be submitted as well.
Yes.
Once those items have been provided and accepted by traffic engineering and land development, then we'll be able to move forward. But I think that we should be able to move pretty quickly on this, depending on the submittal of those two items. C-Chai, do you have anything else to add for land development?
Yes, as mentioned, that the prelim would need to be submitted and approved prior to the submit of the final WPMP. Also, the SWIP and the UDID will be needed prior to grading permits, since this site is more than an acre. Lot line adjustments will be required for the projects. I believe there's a 15-inch and a 30-inch sewer, and Public Works said that you might be able to connect to a 15-inch sewer, but prior you need to get the approval prior to permit issuance. Parking lot would also need to be reconstructed and restriped. Lighting plan would also be required.
Thank you. And as indicated from traffic engineering, we will need that scoping study. Robert, do you have anything for us? Public Works?
You were mentioning about connecting on that 15-inch sewer. I believe there was already a building there prior. Mm-hmm. There may be one or two sewer laterals already there. If you're planning on using those, connecting on the 15-inch might be a moot point. What we're looking at is that the elevation of that for a connection is we have to make sure that we're coming off the top on a 15-inch. We normally don't allow connections onto it. If the elevation doesn't work for you, then we'll have to do a parallel line. But in most cases, the existing sewer laterals are there. Chances are you're going to be disconnecting onto those if you can locate them. Street lights will be required. There's one to possibly two street lights will be required on this parcel. The sidewalk and curb and gutter seems to be in good condition, but again, we're looking for trip hazards or any cracks or damage to the curb and gutter. Those will need to be replaced. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Ted, do you have anything for us?
Yes. So there, as mentioned, there was some existing structure mm-hmm. there before. I believe actually that was previous auto dealership
correct.
Years ago. It would be standard requirements for us for any new services. I will caution you that if you want any credit for any of the existing services that were there, you have to provide some research addresses and such for us okay. to assist us when you apply for the new services.
All right.
So, and I will be your contact for that. My information's here. So here's a copy, and I have a copy for Travis's record as well.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. James, anything for us?
Is there a car wash or any automotive repair being conducted?
No car wash or repair.
These are commercial industrial pipe check procedures.
Thank you. Judy, anything for us?
Is this building already sprinkled?
The building doesn't exist.
Okay, so it's brand new.
It's a ground up, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you'll have to sprinkler it and fire alarm, not fire alarm, but sprinkler monitoring, yeah. Roadway is 26 feet, mm-hmm. county requirement. Knox box, if you have any gates. I got confused because I thought you said this used to be an auto dealership, so they tore it down?
Vacant land right now.
Okay. That's where my confusion came from, sorry. So it's our standard requirements. We marked all of them. And
okay.
If you have any questions, you can get a hold of us.
Great. Thank you.
Gracie, looking for us?
Yes. So it's not labeled, but we assume your refuse enclosure is right there west of the building?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So.
And covered.
Okay. So you'll be constructing our standard, which is a 8x15 interior dimensions refuse enclosure, and you'll work with land development to modify it for ADA access. And then that's all.
Thank you. One second. Can we get one? Yes. All right. Basic plan check submittal process for new construction. It's outlined in our conditions of approval.
Thank you. Perfect. Do you have any questions for the committee members while we're here?
No, not really.
Do you have
those two studies in for you?
Do you have an estimate of when those would be submitted?
WPMP should be probably within 2 weeks. We'd have all that, so we hope to try to hit the October Planning Commission if we can.
All right. So our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. We're looking at our target would be the October 19th date. Of course, subject to concurrence with land development and Public Works on those two respective studies.
Okay.
And so with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move the Planning Commission, please.
I do have...
Did
you have any actual written corrections?
I believe they're passed down into...
Oh, they were.
Yeah, you should have them.
Public
Waste Management. Still
land development. They'll be in the land development.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, I thought it was just coming from land development.
All right. Yeah, it's actually the last couple pages.
Okay. Thank you.
So I have a motion and a second.
Second.
Thank you. Unless any opposition, congratulations. We'll see you on the 19th.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. For us, with you and your group, like to join us at the round table, please.
See, I'll just stay.
No, you have to kneel.
I got to kneel. Well, I was going to start out by thanking you all. I think we're good.
Half our time here would probably be getting situated.
This is a public hearing. This particular one, that's a public hearing item. Is there anyone here in public that would like to speak on this? There being none, I'd like to proceed. Item number 5 is development permit type D-1611. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial building containing approximately 153,000 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements. The site is approximately 1 acre, and it's located at 4472 North Georgia Boulevard, and it's within the industrial light zone. This item did have an initial study mitigated negative declaration that was prepared and circulated back in July. There were minimal comments that were submitted, minor modifications that were made to the document, and this item is ready to proceed. As it relates to the traffic review for that, I have spoke with the traffic engineers on this particular item. I believe that I provided you with the draft copy of the resolution. If you look on page 13 of that draft, condition number 13 for traffic requirements, essentially we're asking that the traffic study be finalized and that it must be accepted or approved by the traffic engineer prior to the issuance of any permits. And so we just want to make sure that's clear there. And with that, there's no more additional comments from planning staff at this point. Si-Chai, would you like to have any comments from plan development?
Yes.
And just so you know, Si-Chai, I did cut and pasted your...
Okay. Yes.
So they have received those as well.
Yes, the BQMP, I believe it was submitted and the concept is acceptable. SWEP and the BUDID will also be required prior to grading permit, just standard. And hall permit is required if more than 50 cubic yards of earth is hauled on city street. Lot line adjustment will be required for this projects. The encroachment into public right-of-way or sewer drainage easement will require public work permits, and the infrastructure within the easement is subject to alteration for maintenance. Restorations would be at owner expense, and photometric plan would also be required. No further comments.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us?
As you mentioned, the plans that you're going to be doing for your drainage on the, I believe, the southerly portion of your parcel, that would need to be on a separate plan from the, it can be identified on the on-site plan, but we need that as a separate plan for the approval of any type of improvements you're going to be doing in that easement area and or the storm drain that's coming from Industrial Parkway and any real parcel going on to it. Sidewalk will be required, curb and gutter is at existing location, is in good condition. Driver approach or approaches, I can't remember if you have one or two. Just make sure that they're per the city standard and have the ADA requirements. You already have existing street lights. And the street improvements, we have been working with one of your consultants for that portion of it, and we'd like to get a little more determination before we actually have it. We have it in here that there's rehabilitation needs to be done with the street, but again, we'd like to work with you on what ultimately needs to be done with that location. We're in two different areas of thinking, and we don't want to make it too cumbersome for your location, but yet, because it does look in decent condition, but yet we also want to understand how that report came about.
Should I comment on that now or wait?
Sure.
Okay. We did a geotechnical study and did some corings in the street specific to that. My understanding is the R values were well within city standard. So we're proposing a grind and overlay half street width rather than curb to curb because those R values appear to be within standard. So I guess we just need your kind of concurrence with that. That would be the approach.
And yes, I prefer that one. The first one that we received was extremely different and overwhelming on the amount of work that would need to be done.
Yeah.
So this new one, if I can get a copy of that new one to indicate what you're looking for, then
I think that was submitted, Jeff. Do you know from NorCal?
Yeah. I'm not sure if NorCal submitted to the city. I don't know if it was distributed to everybody.
Okay.
I'll have to confirm.
We'll confirm and get that to you then. I believe, as I recall, the summary in the report indicated that although it was not per city standards in terms of the actual section, mm-hmm. the R values were. And so we're on good base, so hopefully we can just do a grind and overlay.
And yeah, that's the direction we were looking at.
Okay.
Because the existing is working and it is right now being used as a collector with a large amount of trucks being on there. So I agree on that portion, but the other one just seemed to be too extreme, and that's the reason I wanted to work with you to say, let's see what else we can do rather than tearing up the whole street and reconstructing it.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
That's about it. Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. Ted, anything for us?
Yeah, actually, when this project came through back in February, I gave out a copy of standard requirements. I hope that you still have those. If not, you can always contact me, and I can issue another copy. It's just going to be new services for the building or warehouse that you're proposing. And in addition, I just want to remind you that you'll have to pay sewer capacity fees to us also prior to issuance of a building permit for that. And I would personally recommend that you get your fire sprinkler engineer involved early and have them request a fire flow test.
Yeah, they're on board and they've already done the fire flow test.
Oh, okay, great.
Great.
Okay. So with that, I have nothing else to add at this time.
Thank you, Ted. James, get the parts.
Do you have a proposed tenant for the warehouse?
Not at this time. It's speculative.
And this has the commercial industrial planship procedures. When you do have a tenant, you know, go ahead and contact us and we'll go over the procedures then.
Thank you. Julie, anything for us?
We've made comments on this one. The only thing I changed was our phone number, because you wouldn't be able to get a hold of us calling the other number.
Okay.
And you might want to keep on the phone. And I added the new DPP number on the top. So, but we commented back in February.
Okay. And there was something, as I recall, Oliver, that that involved a different plan check process with county as opposed to city or something? Is that?
Yeah, that submittal goes directly to the county fire department.
Okay, and that changed in June or something?
July
1. July 1, okay.
Yeah, the comments that were made, and I was city fire, so I made your comments in February.
You got the first round, and then
yes.
The second round will go to county.
Well, your plans will come to the county fire department in at the fire station where we always worked in the city.
Okay.
What we're not going to do is make you come under the county standards, which is a 26-foot roadway. There's quite a big difference in warehouses from county to city. Since the city already commented on it, we're honoring our comments, I guess, is the only way to put it.
Okay,
we'll,
good.
You know, because you're not a brand new project.
Right.
So we tried to be specific in what you needed. And when the B plans come to us, we will go back and refer to those standards and not the county standards.
So we're grandfathered, okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I know what you're saying.
That's a good thing. It's kind of hard to move a building at this
point. You've already, right, the comments are made. Nothing changed in the design or the building that would need to make us change and bring you under the new county's.
Okay.
They're not new, but they're new to us, the county standards.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Tracy, anything for us?
So the two proposed refuse enclosure locations are acceptable. You work with land development to modify them for ADA access. They'll be 8 by 15. But we want to make sure there's no curbs down the middle on the inside of the enclosure. We've seen something that might have...
No, there shouldn't be a curb. It's just made for two bins.
To be okay, but no separation.
There's nothing to divide
inside. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. No, once the plans are submitted for the building itself, we'll just go through the normal plan check process and requirements.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to, I think I mentioned this last time, on the sewer capacity for this building, since you don't have a tenant, we'll be going off what the sewer plant has for the capacity issues or maximums that you're allowed to use. The reason I say this is we've had several buildings already in that location. We wanted to exceed the standard that we have. Our sewer standards we have indicate for the parcel's acreage and the amount of use that you can have on it. Just letting you know ahead of time on this, and I may be requesting that to be put on the plans for future tenants that might be going into this building to not exceed that amount. If that amount gets exceeded, then there's going to be an additional study that will be happening from that point all the way down to our plant. Just so we don't have a capacity issue.
Okay.
So, again, I think I mentioned that before, but I just want to make sure that's what.
Okay, Jeff, you're good with that.
Okay. In other words, if you're going to have a bottling plant go in there, you might want to let us know.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
I think the only one that I'm down to is probably for building and safety for Todd. I'd spoken with Matt because there seemed to be an error in the valuation of the building and the plan check fees. We went ahead and paid them because we didn't want to hold up the second submittal.
Correct.
But it was about 70% higher than actual.
Okay.
And so if you don't mind taking a look at that, if you want, I'll send you a new email.
We can take a look at it. Again, we're based upon the valuation of the building type and the occupancy.
Right.
So it's a set standard of what we base it upon, not necessarily the cost estimate, what the contractor states are going to cost.
And what it appeared to be was because we have a certain amount of speculative office within the building,
correct,
that they may have assumed that the whole building was office space.
Correct.
And when I talked to Matt, he thought that may have been the reason for
it. And it could very well be, depending on what your final product is. If it's going to be just a shell building only, then your valuation is different.
Yeah, well, it's a shell, but with a small amount of speculative TI, only about 2,000 out of 150,000 feet. Right.
Okay, we can take a look at that.
Okay,
and
thanks.
We'll respond back.
Okay,
thanks. Any other comments, questions? With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of Resolution 2016-51, adopting the mitigated negative declaration pursuant to Section 15074 of CEQA and approving development permit type D 1611 based on the findings of fact and subject to the conditions of approval that have been presented here. May I entertain a motion, please?
Set motion.
Second.
Is there any opposition? Congratulations.
Thank you.
So there is a 15-day appeal period. What I will need from you as well is a check to the clerk of the board, county clerk of the board, right? For the so we can file the notice of determination.
Right, and I think Karina's got that amount.
$50.
It's relatively small. $50.
$50.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to file the NOD on Monday, Tuesday.
We can do it as early as 11 o'clock. How's that?
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I need to prepare that document, so okay. I'll be able to do that.
Okay, all right. Great. Thanks, all of you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help.
Congratulations. Thank you. Yeah, looking for the next item here, Chantal?
I believe he's here today. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it, but I've kept in contact with him. There's just a few things that we were working through, but most of it is pretty straightforward at this point. They had done a pre-application, so I don't think really much has changed since then.
Okay. Would you kindly introduce this item for us, please?
Yes. This is development permit type P, 16-04, a request to allow the development of a 38-unit apartment complex on a vacant site containing approximately 2.75 acres located at 505 and 525 East Rialto Avenue within the residential medium-high RMH zone. This project is also categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects. We're looking to move this to the Planning Commission September 21st.
Okay. Since the applicant is not here, have you had the opportunity to receive, have you gotten copies of the conditions yet, or we still need to develop those?
I've gotten land developments this morning, and I'm just waiting for everyone else's, and then I can email those to him today.
For the benefit of the group, is there anyone that has a particular question or issue that they want to point out as it relates to the project that may cause a hiccup of sorts or anything, or is it okay as presented?
Yes, Robert?
CHI actually brought this up.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guy wires that are coming down to help support that power pole that might be in the location of their driveways.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure how they would go about relocating those or being able to fit that within their scheme. That might be a hindrance. It's a very large pole out there. It is in alignment, so those guy wires that are out there may cause some type of a hindrance to their design.
What will we need to do to make a final determination on that?
Basically, if we can get a sketch or a plan, it doesn't have to be signed, just indicating where those guy wires are at, the power pole, and the location of their...
From their engineer? Or
from anybody that gives can give you dimensions and also the height. If they haven't planned going between the guy wires or the power pole, we'll need heights so that way we know that the entrances or exits out of that location are going to be feasible for them to do so.
Okay. Can you send me an email when we get out of the meeting about that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Land development also have some comment that we want to make on the culvert and the driveway approach on the westerly portions of the property line. Look like it's encroaching to the neighbor property line, so it should be redesigned on that one.
Was that based on the issue on
the plan
the
that was submitted?
Property line?
Yeah, I mean, you could see that the parkway culvert actually extend into the neighboring driveway approach, even past their own property line. So that should be looked at by the engineer. And we ask that a record of surveys
so they'll need to relocate that based on what they have on the plan?
Yeah, I mean, from what they have on the plan, it seemed like they're putting the driveway approach next to the neighboring driveway approach, mm-hmm. too. So, I mean, that would involve Public Works approval. I don't see any separation between the two.
Okay.
Additionally, there's a issue with the property line and the fence. So we ask that a record of survey be conducted prior to any construction to that portion of the westerly property line. And one more item is that the lot might have been merged in the past, but I did not see any deed on the title report on that one. So we probably want to see something from the applicants or the engineer on that one.
Yeah, and we spoke about that this morning, so I'll have the applicant follow up with you and Gary on that.
Okay.
Are any of these items, are they significant? I mean, where are we in terms of, is it possible that it's going to affect either the design of the project or where it stands now?
I mean, that they still have some room for within their property for the landscaping, and I'm not sure how they're going to resolve it with the neighbors regarding the property line. It looked like they determined that they'll probably extend past the existing fence that the neighboring property have constructed, so.
They didn't build out as much as they could have, so they do have room to
move the
property lines.
They have room, I mean, if they want to settle that with their neighboring property, so.
For the driveway, it's kind of an Edison call on that one, if they're able to relocate those guy wires, if it is in fact a hindrance to the design. So I don't have a problem with the way they have it. I just want to make sure that they're aware of where those guy wires are at, if it may cause a problem for them. It may come back. It's going to be dependent on not only the location, but also Edison on that one. So
what is the, for the benefit of the group, and collectively, what's our level of comfort with this? I know that we're looking to schedule this on the 21st. In order to do that, we need to get the notice published this week.
I feel comfortable with it. As it is right now, just with the explanation that Edison and the guy wires are outside their design to,
okay. So this is something that could be addressed during the plan check process, or at least a little bit before that.
Yes, meaning that I don't have a problem with them changing their driveway to a different location, but that may cause a planning issue for their design.
If they need to shift it a few feet, I don't think it'll be too much of an issue. They've got the pork chop in there right now, which they don't really need. So.
And I think that's what's causing the problem, is that it kind of pushes it, puts it right, what we believe, right in the middle of it, or right to the one side. It may not have clearance underneath. Edison may have the ability to relocate those guy wires to a different way to help support that line. I really couldn't tell you on Edison's requirements.
Okay.
So there's a possibility they could move it all over in a different direction and everything stays the same. But since I don't know what Edison's requirements, I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, so I'll have them follow up with Edison then.
So is it conditioned accordingly? Do we have a condition that addresses that? Do you also have a timing on? I'd like to that item be addressed, and like I did with the traffic item on the previous project, that that should be resolved prior to ... whatever we think it should be, what it should be resolved by.
I don't think we have that condition for the guy right there, so we probably could put it in.
So would you mind, Robert, crafting us between now and next Wednesday, let's say?
No, we've already talked with Chantal and get an email, that'll be in there. I'll include you on the email so
okay.
You're aware of it.
Likewise, with respect to the driveway, that again, with the conditions, if there's something that needs to be tweaked or modified, from the plans or what you see, if we can get a kind of a timing, prior to the issuance, prior to the submittal of, or whatever you would feel comfortable, because we don't want, sometimes it's prior to a certificate of occupancy and then you can't resolve it. Now you got something that's built and people get a little feisty. Is there anything else that to be added, Gracie?
Just our standard comments. The location of the enclosures are good. 8x1588.
Judy, you're okay?
We've already commented. I just included them again and
changed
the phone number.
Awesome. We'll appreciate the cooperation of the group. And with that, our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission for the meeting of September the 21st. I may entertain a motion, please.
Second motion.
Second.
If there's any opposition, we'll see this one next week, I presume.
Week after next.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I won't be here next week.
Halloween. Next item is pre-application. Number 7 is pre-application 1624.
Good morning.
Welcome. I know that you've been working with Travis this entire time, and
correct.
I'm kind of pinch hitting for him here. I'll try to stay on the horse as best I can.
Sure.
This item involves the request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a single-story office building containing approximately 43,000 square feet, and along with the construction of the on- and off-site improvements, and the site's approximately 4.64 acres. Property is located on the east side of Southeast Street, approximately 400 feet north of McKay Drive. It's within the commercial general zone, and this is a pre-app looking for just our preliminary comments. I know on this particular one, Travis's notes here are trying to resolve the sidewalk on D Street. You know, those improvements, whether or not they'll be warranted, so we'll be working with Public Works on that. They may have light development, they may have some comments on that. And then ultimately, when a project is submitted, we'll need to get a scoping, traffic scoping study.
Yeah.
Again, that kind of concludes preliminary comments. I know, Travis has been working with you on some of them.
Correct.
And he'll be getting a comment letter to you next week.
Okay.
On that. Steve Chai, anything for line development?
Yes. Not sure if Travis had mentioned to the applicant yet regarding the prelim and final review fees required for this one. And SWIP and the UDID number would be required for the grading permit issuance. Drainage study for the 2, 10, and 100-year peak flow is required. And photometric for the site, on-site lighting is also required for this project. Other than that, it's just a standard.
We have a printout for you, so
conditions.
Okay.
And know that there's some street improvement and on-site, off-site improvement from Public Works.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert. Anything for us?
Like a CJ was mentioning, the curb and gutter is in the right location. The comments are there. We're going to be asking for a slurry seal on D Street. But a grand overlay of the first two lanes for your parcel on E Street.
On D Street?
On E.
Okay.
On E Street, it has a sidewalk. Just want to make sure that there's any damaged sidewalk or trip hazards. Want to make sure we take care of that. Not too sure. Again, we didn't go out there with the measuring tape, so I want to make sure there's a 48-inch bypass around those power poles that are out there. I didn't take a measuring tape out there, so just going to make sure there's a bypass around there. On D Street, there will be required sidewalk.
Okay.
My bad on this one. What kind of a building are you putting in there?
It's an office building.
An office building, okay. Sewer connections, we have sewers on both locations, so you can go either direction. Permits and everything, again, they're based in here, just to be able to put those on the plans. Much more I can think of. I forgot some, but all the comments that we had are pretty much on here.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, anything for us?
Yeah, there's it would just be standard requirements for new services, and again, you'd have to pay sewer capacity fees prior to issuance of the building permit. So, our application, if you are not familiar, is available on our website. That's an RFI application, works for services, fire flow requests, anything. And you can also stop by the fifth floor following this meeting to pick up a copy of that application.
Travis.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Is the commercial industrial plan check procedures application at this time?
Thank you. Judy?
Anything for us?
Yeah. 26-foot roadway is required.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one before.
Yep. Sprinklers, monitoring of the sprinkler system required. The county has they'll give you a 50% reduction for water flow when you install the sprinklers. So even though the requirement for the type of building you indicated is 2250 GPM, they'll go to what the fire code requires, which is 15. So you don't really get the 50%, but you do get the 1500 that the fire code requires. And it's on here.
Okay,
and our phone numbers are on here. You will be required to put a separate sprinkler riser room where your fire alarm control panel will also have to be in that same room. So as you're talking to your sprinkler contractor and your fire alarm contractor, and as you design this, design the room big enough to not only hold the riser, but the fire alarm control panel. Yep.
For your alarm, does the alarm need to be on copper or could it be digital?
They're actually going away. Are you talking about for the phone lines?
Yeah, phone lines.
DACs are going away. Right now, the code requires us to have one phone line mm-hmm. and one cellular.
Right.
If you have your alarm company look into if they can go totally away from the DAC, because I think by January 19, you can't have a phone line. I think they're gone.
Okay. So we're okay not bringing
I think so,
copper
yeah.
into that room? Use. Okay.
I think so. You can talk to your alarm, whoever your alarm company is. But I don't do the plan check for it, but I know that DACs are going away. The phone okay. lines are going away.
Okay.
Are there any hydrants required?
There's one in front of the property on East Street.
Yeah, you know what? I think we did our scale around it, and we could reach the building. We could get to the sides of the building, so I don't think I marked hydrant.
Okay. That doesn't hurt.
I might have, though. I mean, if you look at the... We might
well,
have.
How far away does the hydrant have to be from the building? How far is the reach?
Well, so you're asking an old city person what the county requires.
It used to be 150 feet.
Yeah, but I think the county's good with 300.
300?
I okay. think so.
Yeah, we should find
it. I think that's the... It gets so confusing when you're remembering your city requirements and trying yeah. to
we'll
learn
split
the
new. We'll split the difference.
Yeah, we'll split
okay.
Yeah, I mean, if we didn't... You're welcome to call, and I'll get a good answer for you on that, for sure. We can take a look at the plans again. And we did, like, seven of them in one day, that, or whatever we commented on, four, plus the ones we already had done. So
no
it gets confusing what
no
we
problem.
Saw.
I did have another question regarding the roadway width. Is it that all driveways have to be 26 feet wide, or is it only some specific ingress, egress, fire access lane?
Fire access roadways have to be 26 feet wide. Mm-hmm. So when you look at your entrance to the project, mm-hmm. and then you're coming in and you're going along that roadway, you've got to get us all the way to that second entrance, okay, and be able to approach the front of the building. So
just to be clear, so... All the way from here to there.
Yeah, but you have a third.
You do.
Yes. Sorry. So you're going to definitely need 26 feet because we have to have access to all
sure.
the points of the building. And then you're coming in here, so you're going to be going out to this.
Okay.
You're going to come this way. So no, little ones. It's the access part.
Got it.
Getting our engines and trucks in and out of the property.
From all entrances and exits. Okay.
And still being able to
go around the
building. We'll have the test. Thank you. Good info.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Gracie,
anything for us?
Yes. So the placement of your refuse enclosure is good. You'll be building our standard 508 but modified for ADA access.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum dimensions inside are 8x15. That's all.
We did want to relocate the trash enclosure to this corner of the property. Is that something which might be an issue? It's shown here right
there.
Now.
No, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The county is a tenant of
as long
this
as it didn't interfere with that access road.
Make sure that there's also a
path of travel.
Sure.
And that which can overlap with the vehicular access, or it has to be pedestrian only?
It could go through the vehicular access, but it has to be delineated.
Sure. Right. And it has to be defined on which direction, how you're going to lead somebody with accessible needs to that trash enclosure.
Sure.
So I should clarify, it was fine as far as service for the truck, but then there's other things that have to be taken into
okay.
account.
Thank you, Gracie. Todd, for us?
Yeah, just basic comments for you when you do your building plan checks for plan review for the building.
Okay.
That's all. Perfect. Thank you. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, just a couple. Like,
how much
time
do we have?
Really? We're the county is the tenant on this project, and they're requesting, it's a 24-hour facility, they're requesting that we have a generator. And we're looking at putting the generator in the parking lot, like its own little structure, taking up probably a couple parking spaces. Is that going to be an issue?
where are we on parking, you know?
We exceed the parking.
Yeah, like, county always exceeds.
Yeah, we're like 9 to 1 or something, 9 to 1,000.
Just make it look pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Make it safe.
Right.
Yeah, of course. And then probably just for planning, the building height has changed. I don't know if you even noticed, but we're going from, we were at 18, we're at 24.
28.
We're at 28 feet now, just for future use as possible.
That's fine.
Okay.
If I could clarify too, your driveways do need to be 26 feet.
Yes.
We don't narrow. And I actually, we wrote in where we want these. So if you want to look at my set of plans, so that
sure.
What I showed you may not be as clear as if I could show these real quick. So the ones on the bottom don't have
right.
To
be. Yeah, that's
okay.
What you said.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Just out of curiosity, because I happen to know that there's a county facility on
E Street.
Yeah, is that relocating?
No, we did the E Street, the Toys R Us. That was our building, and now another same tenant is moving. They're staying in that building. They're different.
The
Children and Family Services, but it's different.
Gotcha. I was just curious.
And Sam Ray, do you have a timeline for planning? Is it usually a 2-month process to get through, or usually how long have you guys backed up right now?
This is going to be a what's the application on the Chantal? Is this
should be a DVD.
DVD, right?
So I think we're looking at 2 to 3 month range, depending on the workload.
Right.
I don't want to speak for Travis. This will probably be his application again.
Right.
We just make the formal submittal, but probably around 2 to 3 months.
And the timing is really based on how you address the comments
right.
And recommendations. You know, so that's the benefit of the pre-apps, is to get you at an application that's complete when you first submit it, and we've all seen it. They did what we said. Let's move forward. So we,
that's,
it goes pretty, 2 to 3 months easily.
Okay.
And similarly for any off-site public works permits that might be required for sidewalk repairs, things like that.
That's something this small. You're only going to be doing driveway approaches and maybe sidewalk. We'll probably have it on the same plans as the on-site plans.
Okay.
And the time limit they have on there is ours should be very minimal. And in fact, we may even have it on the same plans and just issue it as a different permit with the same plans.
We good?
I'm good.
All right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Do you have and when do you expect submitting your application? Do you have an idea?
well, you guys, I think on the news is the architect. So on our end, I think we're good with the plans. We just need to get the traffic study before submitting the planning. Is that correct?
Yes. Did you do a scoping form already?
Travis gave me some.
Okay.
Yeah, Travis gave me something. I gave that to the traffic engineer.
Okay.
Who's doing the traffic study. And they're supposed to call you guys.
All right, perfect.
So that's...
Sorry, go ahead.
And that's really it.
So I think as soon as we can get the traffic study going, I think we should be able to prepare everything, and maybe in a couple of weeks...
a couple of weeks.
We should be able to apply. I did realize, I do have one question. Because the county is a tenant, they have a very sort of onerous parking requirement. They want a lot more parking spaces than in all the projects. We're very close to the landscape, 15%. Is there sort of a 10% waiver or something, which is sort of ministerial or anything of that sort, if we cannot meet that?
We could potentially do a minor exception if it's less than 10% of what we require, the difference anyway.
And a lot of it depends on where you where you're looking to reduce it from.
Sure.
Right.
And so frankly, for us, we're really more concerned, along the street, frontages, the setback areas, not necessarily the little 20 square foot little islands or pockets with sprinkled in the parking lot for a tree here and there. Something that's really going to make more of an impact than just sprinkled around the entire site.
Right.
So that's kind of what we're what we're looking at. So you might want to give that some thought.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we want to maintain everything along E Street, maybe along D Street, but internally we could make some concessions.
But that doesn't count toward the 15% requirement, right?
It does, but we can be
the setbacks do as well.
Yes. No. The setbacks are separate.
Yeah. So my question is, the setbacks we know we have to landscape,
right.
But we also have to landscape 15% of the remaining parking area,
yeah.
And that's where we might fall short a little bit.
Okay. Well, we'll work with you on that. I'll try to get back to you on that as
all
well.
Right. Very good, sir.
I was kidding when I said we have all day. Any other questions? Are you good?
I think
well, we look forward to seeing your application.
All right,
we
sure.
Really do.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Time.
Have a
thank
good
you.
Holiday.
Thank
you. Take care. Christmas is coming up, isn't it?
We just had
just
our
got back
after.
They
have the decoration.
They give them the
day off.
They do.
Is it
so.
Next week?
I just wanted to see if you guys are paying attention. That's all.
Just
tell
me it's October. Oh, we get Columbus Day off.
Just gets you to look at your calendar, that's all.
Allie's always at Columbus Day.
And I see you.
Isn't that what they say? Like
we don't get the two floating.
In England?
Yeah, like you guys do. So we get Columbus Day off, and then I think they give us
Christmas every night.
Eight. But see, they also don't give us 10 hours. They only give us 8. So you have to use hours.
Okay, so how would you kindly introduce?
Yes.
I don't know your address, please.
Yes,
okay.
Development permit type D 16-09 and subdivision 16-05. The request is to subdivide an existing parcel containing approximately 19 acres and build two industrial, demolish, first of all, the existing industrial building and then build two industrial buildings in its place. But today we're just looking at the environmental documents and releasing that for the 20-day public review period. The project is located at 1333 South Tippecanoe Avenue in the industrial IL zone.
So when are we looking to release that document?
I just need the noticing materials, as we had discussed. Do we have those prepared yet?
Yeah, that should be prepared. I'll double check with the...
Okay.
So do you have the noticing materials?
The environmental noticing materials?
Yes, yes, the noticing materials.
Oh, I'll get that all.
Okay.
Is that something that we could read? You could send that out tomorrow, maybe, so we can start?
Probably Monday.
Monday? Okay, so then we should be able to kick off the review period sometime next week, if I can have those sent to Oliver.
Yes.
Okay.
So you want me to send...
Well, you guys send out the notices, right?
Yes, but we'll need to, at least on our end, you know, right. Take care of making sure that our documents are in place on the website and a hard copy available to the public.
Do you need a separate newspaper notice that we do formatted, or are you...
No, we do that.
Yeah, we'll do the legal ad.
Okay. Again, no recommended action on this other than just to allow us to release the document for the 20-day public review period. Can I get a motion, please?
Motion. Second.
Thank you. So we'll get that out, and then we'll be back here for approval in about a month or so, I guess.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Is it all possible? I know we talked before about the sequencing that the city typically waits to distribute the remainder of the development conditions until after responses to the initial study. Are there any? For some preliminary comments that we could get, we just want to make sure that our site plan, obviously pending potential responses,
they're usually pretty close to the conditions that you would have, the draft conditions that we do for the pre-application.
Right.
Those, you know, that's usually kind of a heads up of what you could be looking. You know, okay. I guess maybe that's worst case scenario if I want to use that term, kind of a thing. So they really don't. There really aren't too many surprises after that, in terms of, so what you have is probably pretty close to what
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah, and I think we've already worked out some of the potential issues that we were looking at initially.
Right.
And the emails about Sandberg, right-of-ways, those are...
Right-of-ways,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's been worked out.
Oliver, will the hearing be with this body or with the Planning Commission?
It'll be with this body.
Okay. And do you have a tentative date for that or not?
Well, we have to wait, obviously, until the 20-day public review period is over. That'll start sometime next week. Then we have to notice...
So it'll probably be October sometime?
Yeah, we have to give 10-day notice before the hearing. So you're looking at 30 to 40 days, approximately.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you want me to put any kind of potential hearing date in the actual notice of availability?
No, it would just be the when we... when the review period will start.
Yeah.
And then when it ends.
And then the end date.
And then, so we round up, so if it's, if the 20th day ends like on a Friday, push it to the Monday.
Right.
You know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then, then we'll kind of take it from there.
Great. I think we have one question.
I just have a question on timing after the 30, 45 days you just described.
Yes.
To get back here and then get a hearing. And then, it'll then get sent to the Planning Commission?
No.
When you come back here, it will be for approval by this committee. And then as soon as that takes place, we just have to wait for the 15-day appeal period. Once the 15-day appeal period is up, you can start pulling your permits.
So the Planning Commission is
submitting.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Provided that no surprises happen during that appeal period.
Right.
Yeah. Chantel, can you sign this, or do I have all of them signed?
Do you want to sign?
What am I signing? You guys are like my kids.
It's a paper.
Just sign this.
Don't look at them.
I'll put it in later.
The
don't worry.
It's one of those big checks, you know.
Yeah.
This just for the initial study distribution. They usually like a.
Yeah, I could touch them.
Okay.
Okay, with that...
sell it on eBay.
Yeah. You want me to sign your shoe for it instead?
Could you?
Yeah. And then I'll get this right in a second. With that, our next meeting is on September the 22nd. It shouldn't be too heavy. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Set a motion.
Second.
Thank you. Is that adjourned?
I will, likewise. We're done.
Questions? Sure. I'll try to.
I think I'll.